France saw the worst day of nationwide violence against protesters since May 1st, when unchecked police brutality infamously forced demonstrators to take refuge in a hospital. It was the 45th consecutive weekend of yellow vest anti-government demonstrations, but they were joined by environmental protesters as well as unions fighting President Emmanuel Macron's right-wing reform of the pension system.
What we have in common is that we share a feeling of injustice about climate, about fiscality, work, anything. They are making laws about retirement, unemployed people and everything. So there is a lot of different people here today, but what we share, what we all have in common, is a feeling of injustice.
It was also France's National Heritage Weekend, when the nation's historic and governmental sites are usually open to visitors. This year, many sites were closed, and as usual, protesters were banned from many central areas. A massive police presence launched tear gas and rubber bullets at the elderly, women, and children, and beat protesters.
There has been so much police brutality today and in recent months. It's clear that the Fifth Republic is dead and that we must change not only the Macron regime, but our entire system. The French people are being ruled by thieves.
Black bloc protesters hijacked the ecological demonstration and vented their anger at their usual targets: banks, sexist advertisements, and real estate companies. They also caused damage to the Egyptian Cultural Center, likely in solidarity with this weekend's protests against Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, whom U.S. President Donald Trump recently called his favorite dictator.
Our recent governments serve only the rich class instead of serving the people. That's the problem. France has enough money and produces many goods, but these are not distributed fairly. At the same time, our government is taking away the social rights we fought decades to win.
In Paris alone, at least 200 people were arrested, hundreds more were fined, many were seriously injured, and thousands were hurt by tear gas.
Yet another Saturday full of state repression across France. The coming week will see multiple nationwide strikes against the pension system rollback, and the cycle of violence seems set to continue. Rami Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.